Hello, Harry. Nice to be interviewing you again. Your recent paper is discussing carbide precipitation and hydrogen trapping in steel. Tell me, what is the problem with hydrogen in steel?
Well, dissolved hydrogen makes it easier for iron to cleave, and then it doesn't absorb much energy during fracture. Hydrogen in the form of bubbles is not as harmful to steel.
And where does the hydrogen come from?
It can come from a variety of things, for example, by corrosion or during a welding operation or during heat treatment.
And is this a particular problem for martensitic steels?
No, I wouldn't say that. The detrimental effect of hydrogen is most pronounced when steels are very strong, and martensitic steels tend to be very strong.
Tempering is known to reduce the strength. Is that why you're studying the tempering effects?
You're quite right that martensitic steels are tempered before use. The purpose here, though, was to introduce a distribution of carbide particles, which can act as traps for hydrogen. And in doing so, they reduce the amount of dissolved hydrogen, which can be harmful to the steel.
So you simply want to increase the amount of carbide particles?
Yeah, it's good to have a large number density and finer particles. Those are important parameters, but the trapping occurs at the interface between the carbide and the matrix. It has been known for some time that maximizing the interfacial area per unit volume is a good thing.
And how does alloying with vanadium and molybdenum help?
Well, the reason for using both of these elements is that Kosaka and co-workers reported that mixed carbides seem to be more effective in trapping hydrogen than those in ternary alloys.
And what makes them more effective?
We have shown in this work that it isn't simply interfacial area that matters, but also the character of that interface. The coherency strains around carbides are very effective in trapping hydrogen, and in a quaternary system, we can control the lattice parameters of the carbide and of the matrix to optimize the coherency strain fields.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.